The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him. And she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And immediately his ears were opened. His tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems like our world is crumbling apart with a pandemic that has been raging for the last, 2 years or close to 2 years now. And then you've seen the scenes the last few weeks of the American soldiers and diplomats and Afghan citizens trying to get out of Afghanistan and the turmoil and the chaos that all that ensues. Things closer to home may not be going so well. Maybe you know someone with COVID. Maybe you know someone who is very sick with COVID or with another disease or with an ailment. We've lost people this year, not only to COVID, but to other diseases as well. We may be grieving those losses. Or maybe it's just trouble in the home, husband and wife not getting along so well. Maybe strife with the children. Maybe battles going on with your extended family. Maybe someone has done you wrong. Maybe someone has cut you off. Maybe it's trouble at work. Maybe you're worried about losing your job. Or maybe it's your employees. Maybe they're not doing as they're supposed to be doing. We run into trouble all the time, and it seems like it cannot get worse. But yet, it still seems like it does. There was an army platoon who went on a 25-mile march in full gear in one day. The plan was is to march out to out camp and to camp for the night and then march back in to the home base the next day. Well, just as they got to the base camp after 25 miles of hiking, they received a message that all able-bodied men were to return to home base immediately. And so the commander, the platoon commander, read the notice to his men and said, "Okay, all you men who do not think that they can make it back to the home base immediately, please take 3 steps forward." The whole platoon took 3 steps forward, all except one frail, anemic-looking, poor little private all stooped over under his backpack. And the commander went up to him and said, "Soldier, the army commends you in your fortitude and in your strength." And the soldier said, "I don't know why, sir. I didn't even have the strength to take 3 steps forward." It seems like it gets worse and worse. But when we come down to the bottom, we realize that there is no place else to turn except to God. That's when we stop and we finally listen to what God has to say for us. When we finally realize that I can't fix this, I can't control this, I can't make all the troubles in the world go away, I can't even make the troubles in my own life go away. That's when we finally stop and realize that we need help, and we need help from God. In our gospel lesson today, we have 2 stories where things were turned around, where miracles happened. And many times those miracles happen right in the midst of the worst. There was a farmer who talked about his miracle tree. He had an old apple tree out in the pasture. And for a number of years, it produced very well. He didn't have to do a thing to it. It was just a good old hardy apple tree. But then over the years, it started getting old, and the fruit decreased until there was hardly any fruit on it anymore. And then a brush fire came through. It scorched all the leaves off of that apple tree. It charred the bark off of it. And the farmer, after the fire, went out there to go check on his pasture and check on the tree. And sure enough, that tree looked pretty sick. And so he decided to go ahead and take it out, go ahead and finish it off. Well, he got his front end loader, and he tried pushing the tree over, but the tree wouldn't budge. So he backed up a little bit and rammed it a good shot. The tree still didn't budge, but he gave it a pretty good gash in the bark. And he tried it again and another time, but that tree wouldn't budge. So he just gave up and thought, well, it's going to die anyway. Once it dies, I can push it over and burn it. Well, he forgot about the tree, but then the next year he was out in the pasture checking on things, looking for a few cows, and he noticed that apple tree. It was in full growth. It was beautiful green. There were blooms all over it. It was going to produce apples that year. It was his miracle tree. What had happened was, between the charring of the fire, that heat of the fire, and then also the gashing of that tree trunk, it spurred that tree back into growth again. The nutrients from the roots started flowing up to repair itself, and as it did, it didn't even stop. It just kept on going until it had full leaves and full blooms. Once again, it was the miracle tree. I think that's what happens to us. We get bumped. We get bruised so many times that we finally figure out, I can't fix this. Only God can. And God sends His Holy Spirit to help repair us, to bring us back. In our gospel lesson today, there's two stories, actually. One is of the Syrophoenician woman who had a daughter who had an unclean spirit. She had been bruised. She had been battered. The world seemed to be closing in on her. She didn't know what to do. But she was persistent in her faith, in finding a way to get the attention of Jesus. She went out of her way to find Jesus. Jesus was trying to have a quiet time. He was at a house. I don't want to say secretly, but he didn't want other people to know where he was. But she found out anyway. She had that persistence then to be able to get into the house. She had the persistence or the tenacity then to ask him to heal her daughter. And when Jesus at first says no, she has the tenacity to ask him again and to humble herself. Her faith was strong. Her daughter was healed. In the second lesson, we also see another miracle. The man who was mute, a man who couldn't speak or had a speech impairment and could not hear. When Jesus healed him, Jesus took him aside, but the people saw it. And what they saw, they were amazed. They were filled with joy, with excitement. This was amazing that Jesus could do something like this. And think about the life of that man whom Jesus healed. We take these things for granted, that we can hear and that we can speak. But this man could do neither for many years, maybe for his whole life. And all of a sudden, he has that joy, that ability to do so. Jesus told them, don't tell anybody about this. But the more he told them, the more they told everybody else. They went out and spread that good news. Jesus reaches us. God reaches us in our depths when we are at low points, when it seems like the whole world is crumbling down. We finally settle down enough to be able to listen to God. And as we listen to God, we receive that miracle. We also receive that freedom that we are able to act in the way that God has created us, to act as the people of faith, to be able to go and go spread that good news, whether it's through words, through deeds, helping other people. In our book of James that we read a little bit earlier today, our faith, he says, faith without works is dead. If we are not willing to act out on our Christianity, if we see someone who needs food, who needs clothing, and we say, bless you, I see that you need some help, may God's peace be with you, but we don't give them food, we don't give them clothing, then we've done no good. And we've actually made hypocrites of ourselves. Faith without works is dead. It's through our faith when we realize that God performs miracles. But God can also use us to help bring those miracles about for other people. There were two Major League Baseball players who were good friends. One was a catcher and the other one was a pitcher. And they loved to play baseball. They lived their lives to play baseball. They couldn't imagine what the world would be like if they couldn't play baseball. And as they were talking, they could not imagine what the afterlife would be like if they couldn't play baseball up in heaven. And so they made a pact with each other that if one of them would die first, that they would try to get back to the other one and let the other one know if there's baseball in heaven. Well, as things happened, shortly after their conversation, it was the catcher who got hit by a bus and went up to heaven. And sure enough, good to his word, he came back to the pitcher in a dream. And he says, I have good news for you, and I have bad news for you. The good news is that there is baseball in heaven, and we get to play every day, and the games are even better than they were on earth. The bad news is that I looked at the roster, and you're pitching tomorrow. We have the opportunity now. We have that opportunity now to pitch, to cast out that word of Jesus Christ, to make it known, whether it is by speaking, by telling how God has helped us in the midst of crisis, how he has led us through dark times, or how he has brought us joy. We have that opportunity to tell those stories of our lives and how God has touched us, but we also have that ability as well then too, to go out and act on our faith, to bring joy to other people, whether it's through food, clothing, service, or help in any way. God has blessed us richly. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.